Oh, that's great. That's great.
So, besides the concrete, though, what else went on at the show, if you got time?
Not a whole lot. Obviously, it was a very small show. We did well because, you know, we introduced that liquid cool system.
Yep.
And we had a lot of distributor interest in it, that they want to carry it. So what we're going to do is we're going to offer it wholesale through Perfect Seam, through our other company.
Right.
And but we sold, I think we sold 10 of them through today.
That's good.
Yeah, they're, you know, the thing is that the more time I spend with it, the more I realize that if someone's not using this, they're crazy. And the reason I say that is because when he routed that top, now he was doing 3CM just because he didn't have to deal with buildups. But when he routed that 3CM, what he did was he first went through with a straight cutter to finish up the front edge, which you would do on a half-inch top or whatever to give it that the same finish with the water. And
right.
Then he did his roundover. Well, in this case, he was doing a Roman OG. And when he did that, it was done to a matte finish. It could have walked out the door with no sanding on it at all.
Huh.
There was no chatter, no white marks, no nothing. Now, if he wants to take it above there, he starts that at a 400 grit, and then he goes up from there. So it... In a normal instance, it takes half to three-quarters of your profile sanding out of the equation. And that's where all your time is.
Yeah, I had some, you're right, because I had some OG tops here I did over the last couple of weeks. And
mm-hmm.
Actually, what I did was I grabbed that Dynabrade Dynager sander that I had with flap wheel on it,
uh-huh.
sanding stars on it.
Yep.
And I used it with that. But then I still had to come back at the end and get the little marks that left.
Yeah. I tell you got to get one of these and try it. I'm serious.
Right.
There's very few things that I think are going to become like the Kleenex. I think that in a year's time, when a guy sets up a router for doing solid surface, it's going to be water-fed or he's not going to use it. I'm serious. It's just so... It does so much for the fabricator. He showed me a bit there that had over 2,000 linear feet on it, and it was like brand spanking new.
Well, when this goes on like a porter cable router like I use, like the 3.5 horsepower I use,
right?
It's just a matter of putting a base on?
No, not even that. It comes with a bracket, and you put the bracket in the holes where the rods go on most routers.
Okay.
And it just fits in there, and you adjust it, and you... It goes up underneath, so it's spraying on the router bit just ahead of it.
Okay.
So one of the reasons, now you go a little bit slower with it than you would a normal router, but like I said, I would rather spend 20% more time routing one pass than I would spending another hour sanding it.
Yeah, I'm
you know?
With you there.
So you just take it nice and slow, but the lubricant, when it goes ahead of the bit, it keeps all the flakes out from in front of the bit, which
right.
also helps eliminate chatter, because that stuff all adds up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But you'll see when you use this that you never have to lubricate a bearing again. You'll sharpen your router bits probably, they'll probably last you 6 to 8 times longer than with it dry.
Mm-hmm.
The finish is better, obviously. And there's no airborne dust at all because the mist encapsulates it and takes it to the floor.
Right.
So there's no dust in the air in your shop when you use this.
So what are we talking about to set up a router with this thing?
If you order before the end of the month, it's $279 for the unit. And the liquid, which comes in a concentrate in a gallon, the way we're doing the gallons is there's 16 ounces of fluid in the gallon, and all you do is top it off with water. And we're doing that because of the weight of shipping it.
Yeah, really.
And, you know, it's a no-brainer. But they didn't want, the manufacturer did not want to sell us gallons of concentrate because they said the guys never mix it right. And so they wouldn't do it. So I said, well, how about if we just put the 16 ounces in a gallon and ship that out? And they go, oh, we can do that. So at least it saves on the shipping. So you're talking $20 for that. if you order before the 28th, and then $279 for the tool. And at $279, it was an introductory offer. It's going to be $339 regular price.
Well, I'll tell you what you do, John Michaels. You send me one of those.
Okay, you'll love it, Tom. I'm telling you, you're just going to love it. And if you don't, I'll take it back. But if you love it, you got to tell everybody about it.
Well, you know me.
Yep. And you know they were. Oh, let me tell you this.